Good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for inviting me into your homes for this Monday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 18. And here, Paul encourages the Thessalonians to continue living in ways that please God. He states that God wants you to be holy, which implies doing what God wants and avoiding immoral behavior. The chapter concludes with Paul once again referring to Christ's return. And again, God's saving word for us as we begin this week is encouragement. And I'm sure all of us can use a little bit of encouragement from the Word of God. Let's begin reading at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1. Finally, our friends, you learn from us how you should live in order to please God. This is, of course, the way you have been living. And now we beg and urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to do even more. For you know the instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. God wants you to be holy and completely free from sexual immorality. Each of you should know how to live with your wife in a holy and honorable way, not with a lustful desire like the heathen who do not know God. In this matter, then, none of you should do wrong to other Christians or take advantage of them. We have told you this before, and we strongly warn you that the Lord will punish those who do that. God did not call us to live in immorality, but in holiness. So then, whoever rejects this teaching is not rejecting a human being, but God, who gives you His Holy Spirit. There is no need to write you about the love for each other. You yourselves have been taught by God how you should love one another, and you have. In fact, behaved like this toward all the believers in Macedonia. So we beg you, our friends, and do even more, to do even more. Make it your aim to live a quiet life, to mind your own business, to earn your own living, just as we told you before. In this way, you will win the respect of those who are not believers, and you will not have to depend on anyone for what you need. Our friends, we want you to know the truth about those who have died so that you will not be sad as are those who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will take back with Jesus those who have died believing in Him. What we are teaching you now is the Lord's teaching. We who are alive on that day that the Lord comes will not go ahead of those who have died. There will be the shout of command, the archangel's voice, and the sound of God's trumpet, and the Lord Himself will come down from heaven. Those who have died believing in Christ will rise to life first. Then we who are alive at that time will be gathered up along with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we always be with the Lord. So then, encourage one another with these words. And today's key verse is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14, which says, we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will take back with Jesus those who have died believing in Him. And, brethren, there's really nothing new under the sun. And so when, Jesus delayed His return in the first century, in fact, He hasn't come back yet, but in the first century, Christians really thought that Jesus was coming back just any moment. And then, of course, as time continues on, what happens? People die. And so somebody came up with the great idea. Well, you know, if you've died before Jesus has come back, well, sorry, you missed it. You won't be resurrected. You don't get to go to heaven. And, you know, why believers are like that, just taunting each other. I don't know, but it seems wherever we go, we have those problems. But anyhow, Paul had to address this and tell them, no, if you have, as Paul said, fallen asleep in the Lord, if you have died before Jesus has come back, don't worry. Because when he does return, the dead in Christ will be the first to rise from the dead. And then we who are alive and remain, we will be brought, raised up together with those who have died. And together we will meet the Lord in the air. What a wonderful, wonderful promise as we continue to wait for the imminent return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Loving God, you have taught us how to love one another and how to live in holiness. Guide my thoughts, words, and actions this day so that all I say and do is pleasing in your sight. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, beloved, our Monday morning together has quickly come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verses 1 through 28, where the Apostle Paul encourages the Thessalonians to be ready for the Lord's coming. Until tomorrow then, beloved, you just keep on walking with Jesus. You keep on trusting in the promises of his word, and we'll know that he will answer our prayers. See you tomorrow in Jesus' name.